Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. This is BBSRadio.com, the number one worldwide internet talk radio network, as they say, on the planet. We were supposed to have Kramer Wetzel on this evening, a wonderful astrologer, but for some reason he's not picking up his phone. A little bit concerned, but we're going to try to keep reaching him. This is a new show. This is my first show. I'm excited. Not my first show on radio, but my first show on this particular venue. And I'm excited about being associated with these folks. Let me give you some phone numbers. In the U.S., you can call in direct to 1-877-270-8714. And in Canada, 1-888-284-3264. I invite you to call anytime and often this evening. I'm going to be on 1 hour. We have absolutely no interruptions. So let me tell you who I am. Elaine Ireland is an Austin, Texas girl. I was born doing psychic work, it seems like. My specialty is tarot. I teach, I lecture, I've done criminology work. All of that stuff you can find on ElaineIrelandPsychic.com, my website. And since I may not have a guest tonight, you're welcome to call in, and we will do question and answer period. I do a lot of telephone work anyway, so I enjoy doing psychic work via phone. In the meantime, in the future, my plan for this first couple of months was to do some basic energy work. I want to introduce the basics, metaphysical type work, to folks around the world and be available for folks that are just getting started in this field. Tonight was supposed to be astrology, and Kramer might yet be with us. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. In the future, in fact, next week, we're going to have Lisa Schiavone. She's a hypnotherapist out of Colorado. She heads up a school there. And we'll talk to her about her journey. And May the 2nd, we're going to have Chris Topaz on. She is, yes, she's a friend of mine. More importantly, she's somebody who's not really started her path as far as psychic growth is concerned. She's on it, probably further developed than she gives herself credit for. But we're going to get to follow her path. She's going to be with us every 2 months or so and tell us how her work is going and what she's doing to develop herself. She's going to a school, and I can't remember what state it's in, periodically, so that will be fun. And then we'll have May the 9th, we'll have Manny, M-A-N-I, Pure Heart. He's written a wonderful book about words. You'll enjoy him also. He's written a book called A Book of Answers. It also has an answer set of cards, a round set, which is just so fun. May the 16th, Linda Drake will be here. She's an author. She's a healer and a psychic, a channeler. She works a lot with talking to spirit and talking to people on the other side. May the 23rd, Elka will be here. She does runes, and you can find her work if you're not familiar with the runes. You can find her at www.runekenning.com with a forward slash. Go in and see what a rune is. They're a lot of fun. Ancient Nordic alphabet that is used for divination as well as other things. May the 30th, we'll have Joe Nix here. He is
Paul. I'll just press the minus button forever. It's off.
But he also works with a regular deck of cards. And on June the 6th, we're getting back to basics with Julie.
Hello?
Great. Okay. Welcome, caller.
Oh, this is Michael, and I just had a question about what I'm supposed to be doing career-wise. Because career is getting a little goofed up on me right now.
Career is getting goofed up on you right now. Where are you calling from, Michael?
Melbourne Village,
Michael.
Florida.
Florida. Okay. there's more education for you, but probably not until October. You're going to be having a busy summer. Have you sent in at least 7 applications someplace? Because I get number 9 as being the one that's actually going to be offered to you.
No, I'm doing a lot of spiritual work, you know. And I work at a security job where I get assigned all over the place.
Oh, bless your heart. Looking outside of your realm right now is where you need to be going. If you want to use your skills that you already have, that would be great. We all use our skills every day, whether we realize it or not. But application number 9 is going to be who will offer you a really, really good job. It's going to be about 45 minutes from where you are living right now. You may even want to look at changing, although I don't think you will. That will be tempting. Do you own your own home right now?
My mom's home.
Michael.
My wife and I separated, and we sold the home.
Okay.
Basically, I just set up an internet site, which isn't very good yet. I'm an energy healer, and I specialize in pulling blockages out of people.
You're going to do well.
That's not what I'm really good at.
But if you want to work outside the home, or if you want to be associated with a healing clinic or something like that, you're going to have to go after it. It's not going to come to you. And number 9, the number 9 connection.
I have to get out of this area to do that because it will not work in Melbourne, Florida.
Maybe that's why I figured it. Maybe that's why I got the message that you may be tempted to move. It would not hurt you at all to move. You could do extremely well, even if it was just an hour and a half drive from where you are right now. You would do very well.
Okay, yeah, I know this area is poison to me. The square of the Bermuda Triangle. In other words, if you did an equilateral triangle and you did a square, we would be the northeastern edge of the square based on the trilateral thing, based on the base of the triangle.
How long have you been there, Michael?
I think about since 1999.
It's time. I'm surprised that you're still there.
Well, I am too. I just need to figure out where to move to because I don't have much resources.
Well, look where it would take you an hour to an hour and a half to drive to. That's about how far away I see you going.
Okay, so that might be on the West Coast.
That's where I see you going. And doing well. It will take you about 8 to 10 months to really get established, but then it would just take off, whatever you decide to do. And remember, you've got education in October. So that could be that you time it so that you are in your new space. Maybe you're starting a school or something about that time. But it's all
of the fact that you're going to do your first program on astrology. And I have like 15 squares on my chart in my advanced and my progress chart. Has everything on top of my natal chart.
So this is really
a tough period.
Well, if you have time.
All the planets being on top of that went away about 3 months ago.
Oh, dear. If you have time this evening, hang with us, because Kramer may still be... I'm a little bit concerned about Kramer.
You would like to have a guest host there, someone with you, and that would be a good thing, so I can hang with you.
All right. I appreciate it, Michael. We'll have Kramer back on. If he doesn't make it this evening, we will have him on again. So I hope you will be with us on Wednesday nights more often.
Okay, I'll try to be. Depends on what my schedule works like because I'm working very irregular hours. And it depends on what I'm doing. But, I try to listen to BBS pretty frequently.
I'm glad. Thank you for staying with the station. I'm excited about being here, and golly, you're my very first caller for this show. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
What are you going to do the rest of the evening?
Okay, I'll try to see what I can get going by October and where I need to move to.
What's about an hour and a half away from you, Michael?
Like one reader said, nobody can ever read your mind. Just because I go in a dimension different than most people do. But at any rate, I wish you very good luck on your show.
Thank you.
I hope
you will call again.
Well.
I hope you will call again and at least let us know how you're doing.
Okay, I'll try to, yes.
Thank you, Michael, for calling.
Okay, I don't mean I'll try. What I mean is that when the opportunity comes up, I will.
I appreciate it. We'll look forward to it. Remind us that this was that you were my first caller, and let me know what you're doing, where you are, and what you're doing.
Okay. Well, thank you, and have very good luck on this show.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. Good luck.
Okay, next.
Wow, our first call. Thank you, Michael, for calling in. We would like to have other calls this evening. We have about 45 minutes left to go. Don't leave me hanging here by myself. We have no commercials tonight. We have no interruptions. I'm just here to talk and to listen. We'd like very much for that phone to ring one more time, five more times, six more times. Let's see, where was I in the scheduling? Julie Chambers, June the 6th. She's our numerologist. Aura Photography, June the 13th. We're going to talk to a lady that we call Aura Mom. She and her son, Mac, have a fabulous machine. If you've never had Aura Photography done, it's so neat. It's taking a picture of the energy around a living thing. And there are special cameras. Clarion was the first one. They use one that is an updated version of that, and you put your hands on these metal plates, and you sit very still, and it takes a photograph, comes out like a Polaroid, and it copies your colors. So you could be anything from one color of the rainbow to five or six, depending on what's going on in your world. And in the past, it's been fun to have a picture taken, let's say, before a psychic fair, before we ever do a reading, and then after the fair and everybody shut down, take another one. They can be very, very different. Typically, they'll have a lot of white and pink and purple at the end of the show because spirit is just crazy around us. So it's fun to do. If you've never had one, go do one and have it interpreted. But Aura Mom will be with us then. June the 20th, a wonderful spiritual career management lady, Nancy Harding. She will be with us to discuss spirituality in careers and give us some guidance on what to do with that. That's as far as I go for scheduling right now. Don't know if we've had any luck with reaching Kramer or not. I guess not. Okay. So we will go on. Like I said, my specialty is tarot and psychic reading, so if there's anybody out there that would like to call in, please do. I wish I were an astrologer. I would try very hard to do some work for you, but I'm just simply not. I do teach tarot and psychic development, and that's why I wanted to do some of the basics to begin with and expose some of you folks that might be just tapping into this world, to expose you to some of the tools and have specialists discuss the tools in a simple way, not to scare you away. And do many, many lessons, hour-long lessons, and answer some questions so that you could be introduced and decide where you would like to start. I do have a website, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. Some of these books have articles and such on my website. If you'd like to call in again, the U.S. number to this show is 1-877-270-8714. In Canada is 1-888-284-3264. I would love to have another phone call. We'll wait for a second and see if anybody's going to be calling in. And if not, we'll just do a tarot lesson tonight. For those of you that have not looked at a tarot card, or you've been told that the tarot cards are evil, please don't believe those things. They're not. The tarot cards are an ancient deck of knowledge. We don't really know where they came from because they came together from around the world, literally. The earliest have been found in the 1200s in Morocco. They found some in King Tut's tomb, hammered on gold. So they're ancient. There are thousands and thousands of tarot decks. Just in the last 20 years alone, U.S. Game Systems, and I always say this name wrong, Llewellyn, the LL word, has published some fabulous cards. And, of course, I use the Rider-Waite deck, or written by Paul Foster Case, books accompany that. And if you can read that deck, you can pretty much read any deck that's out there, because it's so basic and yet so complicated. It has astrology, numerology, color, all kinds of symbols. Lots and lots of research went into it. Teaches non-denominational choices, if you will, but at the same time, it includes so much. Know that any tool, since we're going to be talking about tools the next couple of weeks, any tool that you choose, astrology, numerology, water reading, which we're going to have a young lady on in July, it's another form of crystal ball reading, any of those topics will open doors for you spiritually and psychically. Your dreams will become more intensified. Your senses, all of your senses, your hearing, everything will become, if it is possible, you have good hearing and so forth, good vision will become more acute. Your dreams particularly. And one of the things that I tell my tarot classes and my psychic development classes is the hardest thing in the world to do is to trust what you get. So often we try to analyze. We don't need to analyze. If we're going to be reading for other people, we need to be respectful and mindful of how they will hear it. But then as we channel, and I do believe that psychics are another form of channeling, that Spirit will give us the words and the methodology, whether it's talking to the little grandmother that has tea at 4 or talking to the motorcycle mama. We're going to get the words that they will hear. So don't try to translate. Give what you get to your corn. That's the person who you're talking to about the energy. So any of the topics that you choose that you find fascinating will be... even if you find it fascinating for one book and you discover that numerology or astrology or palmistry is just way beyond the way your brain is wired, and you go on to something else, that's okay. What you've learned, you will use. It becomes part of your foundation. It becomes part of your number 4, which is the number for foundation in numerology. And you will use it. You will use it either as a reader or someone who just shares their psychic ability with others, or you will use it in the research that you do. That's why I encourage people to at least have a working knowledge about tarot cards, because they encompass so much. Color therapy, even healing symbols. The pentacles, which look like a little coin, is known as the Jewish gathering. And it has to do with money. The wands have to do with how you earn the money. It looks like a stick with new growth on it. Sometimes it's called a baton. Your cups are emotion. Your swords have to do with your mental energy. And even a form of intuition, just as the cups do. The swords are supposed to be devoid of emotion, but they're double-edged. That's another lecture someday. And your cups are supposed to be only emotion. But in the cup cards gathering, you have a little bit of everything. So we'll talk about that. I'm going to have a roundtable discussion with some wonderful tarot experts, hopefully in August. We're trying to get everybody scheduled together. It's going to be a roundtable with some authors and some wonderful readers. So watch the schedule book for that if you're interested at all in tarot. It's going to be fun. And, of course, religion is going to come in there. You know it does. Back to that. The tarot cards are... there's nothing evil about the cards. One of the reasons it says that the cards were created was to teach the masses lessons, not just biblical lessons, but lessons of all kinds. And so we're thinking that the suits came together. We know the suits came together from all around the world. There is a deck of cards called the Tariachi, which is Italian, which is was supposed to be the first gaming cards that the royals used. Speaking of royals, the tarot cards were so special in some countries that only the rich could afford them, which of course meant the kings and queens of the society people could only afford them. And with that in mind, they would have huge tapestries, 12 feet tall, 9 feet tall, woven tapestries or big paintings in their homes or their castles, some of which have been found and are in museums and so forth. A wonderful place to go is the Stan Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, book gathering of encyclopedias by U.S. Dane Systems. He's written, I think, 3. I know 2 for sure. And if there is an authority at all in the world on tarot cards, Stan Kaplan is certainly that authority. He's, I can't remember all of a sudden whether he created a special deck or not. He's done years and years of research into tarot and tarot history, and those books are great. Hello, this is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine.
Hello.
This is Leilani. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I couldn't. Tell me your name again.
It's Leilani.
Leilani, how pretty. How can we help you this evening, Leilani?
Well, first of all, I would say that I love tarot. I have used the cards for quite some time. And so it's really refreshing to see that you are sharing that knowledge with all the listeners with BBS Radio.
Oh, thank you. I'm here rambling tonight. I'm hoping some folks are learning something from this, or at least having fun, if nothing else.
Well,
what would you like to add?
I was hoping that I could talk you into receiving a birthday reading.
I think we can do a short one, sure.
Thank you. My birthday's on Monday, so I'm being sassy all month long because it's my birthday month. So I thought, oh, this is perfect.
Well, actually, when we celebrate birthdays around here, it's all month too, so I understand. that's fun to do that, isn't it? You just keep finding things to do and ways to celebrate. As far as your birthday is concerned, your birthday energy started about 6 days before your birthday does, 7 days before your birthday does. You're going to be every full moon for about the next 8 months, the week of the full moon, you're going to find yourself hyped up with a lot of energy for some reason. You're going through some pretty dramatic changes.
The Two
of Cups are coming up. You have a lot of energy exchange going on. You've got the Two of Cups as an image coming up. You also have the High Priestess. So there seems to be a different level of energy that you're touching on over the next 90 days. But watch the new moon every month. You're going to have lots and lots of energy. Excellent time to start new projects. And also a good time to finish off in what I call cutting the tails, the things that you don't need anymore. I also see Hermit card there, but he's in reverse. So you've got, there seems to be a little bit of a struggle in finding which direction, not necessarily you want to go on, but being pulled down paths that are pulling you out of your comfort zone for the whole next, I'd say, 18 months. Were you thinking about moving? And I'm sorry?
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
Okay. There's some, I'd say, positive movement, positive moving forward energy for about 18 months. So, you know, this is one of those years that, Leilani, you're going to have to be real careful what you pray for, what you ask for. Be very, very sure that that's really what you want before you say those impassioned prayers, because what you're getting for about the next 18 months, you can't get rid of. And what you get rid of, you can't get back into your life. So be careful. Be cautious. Take your time. Do your research before you start.
Yes, and that's one thing I'm very good at is doing research.
Well, you know what they say about research? You could research yourself into circles if you're not careful. Some people feel like the research is never done, you know, and other people will look back.
Yeah, I can relate with that, too.
They'll look back and say, gosh, if I only knew that, I would not or would have done this. And this may be some of what you find yourself saying at the end of those 18 months. But know that you are exactly where Spirit wants you and needs you the most and where you'll do the best good. for yourself and for others. Just know that, regardless of how a situation comes out.
Thank you so much for that, because there's every once in a while, you know, I do sit and go and wonder and ponder on that, you know, should I have gone this direction or that direction, because, you know, it's really interesting. I get a lot of different paths that will open up for me, and it's like eeny, meeny, miny, moe, you know, that type of thing. But I am learning to stand back and take a deeper look at what has been presented to me. And then, you know, doing, of course, my research before I, you know, move forward with it. So that's great, because you're just so right on the money. And that's what I love about the tarot cards, is that they can be extremely accurate in a lot of direction for an individual. So I salute you. Great job.
Well, thank you. Where are you calling from? What state?
I am calling from Arizona.
Cool. All right. I'm in Texas.
I know,
Texas.
Huh?
I love Arizona.
Well,
it's
I
so
thank
great.
You for my birthday message, and I will continue tuning into your show and keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you, and please call in again. You were part of my first night, so that makes it special.
Oh,
thank you so
bless
much.
Your heart. Thank you so much, and thank
Have
you.
Have a great week. Bye-bye, Hank.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, folks. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty tonight. Just bear with us. This is Elaine Ireland with Going Global for Spirit on the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. I'm going to give you those phone numbers again. In the U.S., 1-877-270-8714. Canada, 1-888, and I would love to hear from Canada, 284-3264, only because I've never had a Canadian call in before, with a French accent or otherwise. Wouldn't that be fun? And we were talking about the tarot cards. The royals, the king, queen, knight, and page, but we also have the major arcana cards. And actually, the major arcana, A-R-C-A-N-A, were the first known cards. And then the minor suits came in after that. There are 78 cards total in the deck. 22 of them are the major arcana, starting with the Fool card and the number zero, which talks about new beginnings. And the last two people that called, certainly the Fool card could have come up for both of them. One was a birthday reading, and that always brings in lots and lots and lots of new beginnings. And then a very nice man whose life, he's taking on new things. He's had the dissolving of a relationship, and he's looking to get into more of his healing work. And so lots of new beginnings. So the Fool card talks about taking chances, talks about where do we go from here, and not necessarily why, but where. And the why answers are given to us later. Sometimes we know we've just gotten a divorce, but actually we all know that some things like that are just another giggle with the universe that says, okay, I'm going to get them going in another spiritual direction. But the Fool card, it's Aquarian ruled by Uranus, which would have fit right in tonight. E-natural is its musical note. And when you talk about health with the Tarot card, this one talks about respiratory systems or anything that has to do with the brain. General meaning is scintillating intelligence. It's an air sign. When you look at the Fool in the Rider-Waite deck, shows a gentleman, looks like a gentleman, I suppose it could be a woman, with one foot almost over a cliff, with a little white dog jumping up almost as though warning. He carries a rose of peace in his hands. He's got a knapsack, which just tells us that we don't need a lot when we start down a new path. Sometimes we just need the direction of the path. The back of this card has lots of yellow, which is really great. It's a color of strength and energy, and it's a great energy card, lots and lots of energy. Besides red, if you're feeling kind of down someday, find a shade of yellow that's wonderful and wear it, or wear it inside, or get a piece of yellow cardboard or yellow whatever and put it in your briefcase and carry yellow or red with you. They're both great energy-giving cards. There's nothing scary about this card other than he looks like he might run over the cliff, when in reality, he's having fun with his new path. He's not afraid. He may look afraid. He's looking up at the sky like he's not seeing a path at all. And the dog is there to represent the super subconscious and guides and so forth. He's not going to let anything bad happen to that. There might be some difficulty with this new adventure. He's called the Mr. Adventure card. But our attitude is on the positive side. Very appropriate for tonight, since I'm starting out with a new venture on this internet radio show. So I think it's interesting that Spirit would want me to talk about this particular card. One of the things that we have to be careful about when this card comes up, the trick is to not behave in a careless manner. It's to head out with as clear a head as we can, maybe even with a plan. If we don't have a plan, we have faith in the fact that we will have a plan, and we take a couple of steps and then we can stop and reassess. Take a few more steps and stop and reassess. You get the picture. And pretty soon the little white dog will really be loud and clear. This is a very original card. It has their unexpected energies that go along with this. The Fool appears when people are reevaluating their spiritual or religious beliefs. If we see the Hierophant or the Hermit card, you know that this person is doing really deep soul searching. And I love to see the Fool card come up. Not that I don't love to see them all come up. They're all my favorites. But with the Fool, it's like somebody's not afraid to take a step. They may be forced. And they may really, humanly, ego-wise, be scared to death. But spiritually, they're ready to go. And they're just so excited in some ways, even though they may be haunted by old stuff. And they're going to drag it down that path with them for a while, but they're not afraid to do it. If the card comes up in reverse, whatever we expected to happen, notice that word expected, is probably not going to. Or it won't be as grand or as exciting as the coronet hoped for. But they need to finish that goal. I know it took me forever to get through college. I started when I was in my 20s and ended when I was 50. So I was dragging down that trail. So I understand what that's about. So we just have to encourage them to be brave and to revisit the unfinished products and projects and just go on. Not waste your energy. If you need to wait a while before you pick it up again, that's fine. Okay, that's it about the Fool card. I would love another phone call, somebody to keep me company. Gave you those phone numbers. I encourage you to write them someplace and stick them on your, on your computer. And so you'll have them handy. I have another 28 minutes or so. I would love to have some company. US 1-877-270-8714 in Canada, 1-888-284-3264. If you're curious, you can go on my website, Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Ireland, just like the country, psychic.com. And if it looks a little tattered right now, it's because my webmaster, Pam, is in the midst of completely redesigning it. What you're going to see is probably a home page that's been there for a long time, but behind the scenes, she's ripping it apart and putting it back together again. We have an ebook that she's completing. I'm completing a kit that's going to be available for learning the tarot. We're on the last revisional efforts with that. Should have that done in the next 2 months, if not less. That will be available on the site. That's going to be fun and exciting. There's nothing out there like it. Don't you love to hear that? Somebody says that and go, yeah, all right. Well, trust me, there's not. We've done a lot of research in what we're putting together, and I say we because Pam's been a big part of this for me. There is not right now today anything like the kit that we're putting together, so I'm really excited about it. And we're doing iPodcasting pretty soon, so you'll be able to listen to some things that we're doing in relationship to the tarot on your iPod. So we'll be finishing that up in the next 2 weeks or so. A lot going on, and the website can let you know about that. I'm lonesome here. Somebody call in. I can only listen to myself talk for so long before I get totally bored. Totally bored. Have you read The Secret yet? Are you sick of The Secret yet? No? Secret's exciting. If you haven't read it, read it. It's a little book. You can read it in an afternoon, except I encourage you to take your time with it. It sounds like I've heard several people say that The Secret is just another one of those publicity things that somebody's figured out how to make a lot of money, yada, yada. I have to admit that the lady who put it together is genius. It is not anything that you haven't already heard or don't already know, except that she has brought together, living and deceased, some of the most brilliant positive thinkers ever in the world, and put it together in a beautifully crafted, very cool-looking little book that anybody can stick in a briefcase or a purse. Some people could put it in their pant pockets, as big as pant pockets are these days. Mine is so cool that I refuse to underline anything or write on it in any way, but I have it tabbed all the way throughout. I'm 63 years old. I have heard this stuff all my life. I grew up in a cool household. But for some reason, it really hit me. And I think that's part of the magic of The Secret right now, is that it's compiled by the right people at the right time with the right verbiage that so many of you are going to thoroughly enjoy and make use of. I've also heard people say, I've been doing that forever. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And I look at them and say, the secret to The Secret is that you've got to know, you've got to want, and you have to believe that you deserve it with it, whatever it is. New spiritual growth, that new car, all those materialistic things that some people are so offended by, whatever it is that you've just got to have, you have to know you deserve it or it won't work. That's my secret to The Secret. If you have another one, call me and tell me. Not here to advertise The Secret, but I bring it up only because so many people are thirsty for what this BBS.radio is all about. Knowledge. Knowledge and learning about spirit, spreading out, getting out of your box, and looking at the world with a different view. And having a few of these techniques in your pocket won't hurt one bit. It'll give you a little bit of courage to read some books. I encourage you to read things that you've never read before. If a title catches your eye, read the book. Even if you read 5 pages and you get the name of another book or another author, that was the whole point in you looking at that original book. Go for it. There are some great CDs out there now, some great movies that are being done. Get your feet wet. Look at some of the new tools. Don't be afraid of them. If they don't feel right to you, put them down and move on to the next one. But keep growing. Keep going. Don't stop just because something is uncomfortable to you. Tarot might be uncomfortable to you right now. Tarot can be overwhelming. It has so many colors and so many symbols and 78 cards, and some decks have over 100 cards. So if that scares you, go on to astrology. Your brain might be wired for astrology or numerology. Mine aren't, but yours might be. But Tarot has astrology and numerology in it. Runestones, I think, the symbols are just fascinating to me. I can't wait until Elka's here. And if you don't know what a rune card is and a runestone is and you think you might join us, then at least go to a store and look at a book that has the runestone symbols in it. Or go online. There's some cool sites online. See what they are so you'll know what we're talking about. I would let Elka teach me how to read the cards any day. Excuse me, talking too much. We're going to get into the brain over the next couple of months. I'm looking for somebody in the medical field, actually, to talk about why the medical world is trying to figure out why we're psychic and why so many of them say that there is no such thing. So we're going to look at that, and I think that's a basic thing that we need to understand if we're going to be trying to get our psychic ability to grow. How do we do it? we're going to do a show on supporting the professionals. If you're a practitioner of any of the arts in the metaphysical world, then I invite you to be with us that evening. That's probably going to be in late July, early August. On that show, we're going to have about six people. And supporting the professional is exactly what it is. Like Linda Drake, she and her husband Pat travel the world quite a bit, doing fairs and book signings and that sort of thing. He's been there since day one. My partner, some other partners will be on that travel a lot, and it may help some of you who are trying to figure out how to go from the housebound or maybe occasional psychic fair to doing a little bit more if you had a little bit of help, and what it's like to live with a psychic and the expense of doing that sort of thing. Because quite often the partner has to take off on a Friday or, you know, whatever. So that will be a fun show. Maybe fun is not the word, but interesting anyway. Excuse me. If you have any ideas at all, if you have any suggestions, any subjects that you would like for us to touch on, and I say us because it is the radio network and myself, to touch on, then please, by all means. One of the things I'd like for you to do, those of you that are listening out there, two things actually. On my internet page a couple of months ago, and it got lost in the bottom of the page somewhere, I had invited people to give me examples of thank you, the word thank you words, and how they maybe had changed their life. Whether you were the one that sang the thank you and somebody later told you what effect it had on you, or if you just simply appreciate something that someone has done for you in the form of a thank you. Write it or call us in, call it in. I'm going to be doing a thank you show in August. I have several people lined up for that. And also acts of kindness. I know the random acts of kindness kind of thing is happening a lot now, but I want you to go a little deeper. Look in your childhood. Was it that teacher? Who was it that really made you feel special and told you that it's going to be okay, that everything's okay, but I really want to hear the thank yous. If you don't want your name mentioned, we certainly won't do that. You can either send them into the website, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com, or you can rate and call or do both if you'd like to. Another one, and if you know of anybody out there that wears a lot of rings on their fingers, there's a reason why we wear rings on our fingers. We all have the cultural thing of the married ring being shown up on the second from the heart finger, I'm sorry, on the left in our society. But in some societies, the commitment ring is worn on the right finger. But there's supposed to be a reason why any ring is worn on any of the fingers or combinations thereof, like you see people wearing rings on their thumbs all the time. I have two people that are going to come on and talk about that. That's going to be a fun one to do. And skulls. I am really caught up in the skulls. Are any of you guys? I love skulls. I know. People think you're weird when you have skulls laying all over your house. But for some reason, about a year ago, they just caught my eye at a vendor that I just love and respect anyway, Cindy and Dennis out of Oklahoma, and started collecting the skulls, so much so that they're pretty much the only one I can buy them from. But, of course, they're made out of a particular material, crystals, and each crystal has its own meaning, and the skulls have their own energy. And when you start collecting them, you realize you can tell the carvers or the country that they came from just by looking at them. And that's been a fun thing. And I'd love to hear some stories from you guys about how skulls have affected your energy if you've begun to collect them, and how you use skulls. I'm beginning to see skulls more and more in reading rooms and on meditation tables and even on a masseuse table. I've been to two gatherings now, and the masseuse people had skulls either under their tables or in the little nook where you put your head. So tell me about your skull things. That's going to be in August, or email me. We're going to talk about what I call the new children, the crystal children, the indigo kids. Have some artists, some authors that I'm trying to track down that have written books in the last 3 years that I would like to have on the show. So if you have any ins with any of these authors, let me know. I want to have at least three at one time talk about these folks. Let's see, angels. We're going to be talking about angels. No, I don't think you can ever talk too much about angels. Animal talk. There's a lot of really good folks out there that are animal talk people. The I Ching. See, we're covering the basics here. Again, the Tarot. We're even going to do a show on the business of metaphysics, what it's like to be a metaphysician. Not the care and feeding of the professionals, but what the business part is, because there's some of you out there that, again, are on that edge of this is going to be your full-time thing. You're beyond the basics. This is the way you make your living. Not quite sure how to do that. So we're going to talk about that, too. Again, that's probably be August. And I want to find somebody. I know some folks, but they haven't returned my phone calls yet, about earth changes. I would love to have Michael Scallion on. So if any of you know him, then put a bug in his ear or in mine. I do have his contact information, and I will continue to try to reach him. As far as I'm concerned, he is the world authority on earth changes. Could be wrong. There could be some other great folks out there. Let me know. I do not know everything. Okay, if you can think of any other shows that you would like to hear about, or particular people who do a wonderful thing that I have no clue about, send me a message. I would like to hear a book that you've read that you'd like to have discussed. We'll be glad to take a whole book and talk about it, and the writer would love to do that. Musicians. Now, BDS has some wonderful, if you have not listened to some of the musicians on this channel, please do that. I spent about 3 hours just listening to some of the music. Boy, talk about gifts. These young men and women are just wonderful. So enjoy that when you don't have a show to listen to. Enjoy the music here. I would like to have some of them on to talk about how they got started. Some are self-taught, some are not, some are highly educated. So I'm looking to do some of that, too. Let's see. I'm going down the list here to see what else we've got coming up. I think I pretty much covered it. I have covered my Canadian friend Michelle. Trying to find Michelle. She's a fabulous tea reader. That ancient art of tea leaf reading. She's done 2 readings for me, and she's amazing. We ran into each other at a psychic fair in Las Vegas, and she did one there for me, and then again she did one by phone. Amazing. I'm not wired that way, but she is, and between her personality and the accuracy, tea reading is something that you don't see a lot because it's messy, for one thing. It's not an easy thing to do at psychic fairs. So if you have a tea reading, it's usually at someone's business or their home, wherever they're doing their readings, because they do it with fresh tea. They do it with fresh leaves, and it's you get to drink the tea while you're doing something else, and then it settles in the bottom, and you look at your symbol. So it's been associated with gypsies for years and years and years, but a lot of people, little old housewives, used to do tea readings. So I was told by my grandmother. So it was kind of fun. I grew up in an odd household. I grew up with an Irish grandmother, and full-blooded, and an English grandfather who was a minister. And when she came over here as a purchased bride, can you believe that? It really wasn't that long ago. She brought with her her herb belief systems and her psychic ability. And if a baby needed to be birthed, she did it. If a calf needed to be birthed, she did that too. So it was an interesting household. Didn't get to spend as much time as I would like to have there, but interesting nonetheless. So I have kind of a strange background, one I wouldn't trade for. That's another thing. Let me know your background. Call in and tell me about yourselves. I like to know who's listening. We can better service you that way. We can better take care of you that way. If you have questions about what's happening in your life, please ask. If I can't help or my guests can't help, we'll certainly send you to somebody who probably can. And if you will look at the schedule on BBS, you will find some wonderful practitioners. Plug into their shows and see if they can be of help to you besides just a fun evening of curiosity. And I'm sure some of the shows here have wonderful followings. I know I've seen several that I'm going to make a point of listening to as the weeks unfold. Okay, we have about 7 minutes left. I'd love to have another phone call. I don't know if I can talk for another solid 7 minutes. I've talked a lot this evening. Is there anybody out there that can give me a phone call? Otherwise, you're going to be forced to listen to me and my little tiny tinge of Southern talk, although here in Texas, it's really not Southern. That's more Georgia, don't you think? I'm not hearing that phone ring. I'm not. Well, then we'll just go back to the tarot cards. We'll talk a little bit more about the tarot. Although, let's talk about psychic ability. I love talking about psychic ability. One of the things that I really encourage you to do, if you don't know how to meditate, that's a basic. That is probably the basic of all basics. Learn how to meditate. There are a lot of good tapes out there, commercial tapes. But wherever you live, if there is someone locally that you can go to and have them custom make a tape for you, then do that. I'm sure you'll find some stuff on the internet too. Whether it's a man's voice that you're the more comfortable with or whether it's a female voice, find one that won't put you to sleep, which is what I hear the most about meditation. I just fall asleep. Sometimes we think we fall asleep and we're really not. Now, if you're snoring, that's a good giveaway. But sometimes we just get so lost and we get scared. And when visions and things start coming into our meditation, we go to sleep because we don't want to see it or we're afraid to see it. Meditating, yoga, even simple forms of yoga is a really good way to start. Also, yeah, sometimes that costs a little bit, but you can always rent a CD and learn some of the basic movements. However, things like yoga are best learned when you're learning them in a shared environment. I don't know why that's true. That's why I encourage people to come to classes to learn things like psychic development and tarot. It's always more fun, and you think of questions that nobody else would think of, that sort of thing. So, learn how to meditate, and don't forget prayer. Meditation is being quiet and listening and receiving your images, and prayer is talking, is responding to whatever entity that you call your head, your Godhead, whatever, Goddess head. So get in there and look at your belief systems. If you're starting a new path, you want that support. You want that inner support. Trust yourself. Try to find a friend. If this is new to your circle of friends, try to find one you can talk to who might even share your new path with you. And go to lectures or go to readers or read books with you. You don't have to go to psychic readers to get on this path. You're just teaching yourself. Find lectures to go to. Read things. People like Deepak Chopra and Joe Vitale and some of the others are very mainstream now. That they have a very, very spiritual gift and message. So look at some of those folks and read some of their work and see how it resonates within you and learn from them. Trust. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in spirit, whatever you call spirit, and don't be afraid of your dreams. That's another show I'm going to do, dreams. Oh, that is a lifetime study. And dreams are those tricky things where, yes, there are some universal symbols, but the symbols are typically yours. So you have to keep, or should keep, a journal, see what kind of pattern is there, and figure out that symbol means something in particular when you see it. Or you recognize it as a guide. That's another thing I want to talk about, is meeting our guides and developing our guide relationships. That's another basic, as far as I'm concerned, is developing your guide relationship. So, how are we doing on time? I'm not anxious to go. I just don't want to bore you folks. We've tried to cover as much basic as we can tonight, other than doing a whole class on tarot, which we don't need to do tonight. Another thing that you might look at is acupuncture. To me, that's a... I'm not an MD, so if you don't want needles stuck in you, then don't do it. But acupuncture, there's certain methods of acupuncture that can get your chi going, your CHI, your energy going in your body. And that's even if you just go a couple of times, that's unblocking energy in your body and getting energy going. Excuse me, we talked about auras tonight. We talked about astrology. We're even going to talk about Kabbalah one of these days, but that's a subject for probably the fall. Chakras, that's another subject for probably later in the fall, but we'll get there, opening those chakras. Most people on planet Earth have their throat chakra and their heart chakra at least open or on its way to being opened. We'll get into all of that later, but chakras can be an interesting subject. If that strikes you, then by all means, go check it out. The study of crystals, absolutely, another basic. Find some books that are very basic as far as crystals are concerned, or attend a crystal class or lecture. See which ones you need to be using. It's amazing. I see people walk around a vendor's booth and they'll be attracted to a certain color or a certain seal or a cluster. And then when they find out what that crystal is all about, that's exactly what they're going through in their life or exactly what they need at that very moment. Let's see. I don't know that we'll do herbs. We might do a series on herbs. Who knows? We never know. Find a labyrinth. Am I jumping around tonight or what? Find a labyrinth. Nearly every town these days has some size, some version of a labyrinth. And they're wonderful to walk. They're a place for you to meditate. They're a place, and believe it or not, you don't trip over rocks and stuff. They're a place to listen. It's very calming, very, very calming. So find your labyrinth. Doesn't matter how big it is. Doesn't have to be huge. Just find one. We even have one at church. We have a small one at church. It's kind of fun. We're going to talk about reincarnation. We're going to talk about Rolfing. We're just going to talk about all kinds of things. We're going to get into soulmates and all kinds of stuff. So come back again someday. I think it's probably about time for me to sign off right now. Not sure, but I'm going to remind you one more time that this is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. It's been fun having you with me on this first hour. Thank you to those that called in. I appreciate your time and your trust. Please come back and visit with us again. You've been on bbsradio.com, the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Let me give you those call numbers again. You'll need them, if not for me, for another show. U.S. is 1-877-270-8714. In Canada, 1-888-284-3264. My little voice in my ear will be telling me pretty soon that we have to sign off in just a few seconds, I'm sure. Again, thank you. Next week, we will have... Who did I say was coming next week? Oh, Lisa Schiavone. Don't you just love that last name? Schiavone, good little Italian girl. She's as cute as she can be. She's with hypnotherapy. She runs a school in Colorado. I've been doing it for a long time. If you don't know what hypnotherapy is, excuse me, go online and look up hypnotherapy. Yes, it is a form of hypnotizing one and going into spirit. She's written a book, I think. I know she's written a couple of books. I don't know if they've gotten published yet. But we'll be talking to her about how to get in there, get into the soul, and figure out what's going on. And then May the 2nd, we're going to have our first meeting with Chris Topaz, we're going to be following her on her journey. Remember, it's not so much that she's picked a tool, as she has just decided to grow and see what her spirit is all about. That doesn't mean that she won't pick a tool, but for right now, she hasn't. Lisa is dedicated. Take care. It's been a wonderful evening.